Now, if you missed this last week, we're just trying to do this game to dispel the stereotypes. You know, you like Germans, don't you?
Yeah, I had a very pleasant 5 or 6 weeks in Germany last summer.
I've been there
a few times.
Thing is, they do have a bad rep in this country. Mm. Some people say that they don't know, you know, how to have a laugh. So this feature is designed to put that right and to prove to everyone that Germans do have a great sense of humour. As we try and make a German laugh on Radio 1.
Can we make a German laugh?
Right, I'm going to go first.
Bust the stereotypes.
Yeah. I'll show you how it's done, okay?
Okay.
This is a great joke. Seriously, if they don't laugh at this...
Herzlich willkommen im Mövenpick Hotel Frankfurt City. Mein Name ist Ann-Christine Salzkraft. Was kann ich für Sie tun?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. Right, there's two fat blokes in a pub, and one says to the other, you're round.
Okay.
And the other one says, so are you, you fat git.
I'm sorry.
The two fat blokes in a pub, yeah?
Yes.
And one says to the other, you're round. And the other one says, so are you, you fat git.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you like it?
No. Not really.
It's quite funny.
Okay. How can I help you?
I just wanted to tell you a joke.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
You see?
It worked. She laughed.
She had a wicked sense of humour.
She was very nice and pleasant.
She said the joke wasn't funny, but she still laughed.
National Radio 1.
Right. Anybody notice as well, when everywhere you phone in Germany, they speak perfect English.
They do.
Like, if somebody rang us up randomly and started telling us jokes in German, how would we handle that?
Well, yeah, we'd probably hang up.
Yeah, probably. Right. My lady laughed just then, but it's time for you to have a go now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Can we make a German laugh?
Some people say that Germans have no sense of humour. I know this not to be true.
No, they do.
So, your go, right?
Okay.
Good luck.
It's a good joke.
It's not a sport joke, is it?
Kind of.
Guten Morgen, das Intercontinental in Berlin, das Guest Service Center, wie darf ich Ihnen behilflich sein?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, do you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Guy goes to the doctor. Doctor, I've got a cricket ball stuck at my backside. How's that? Don't you start.
Excuse me?
A guy goes to the doctor, he says, Doctor, I've got a cricket ball stuck at my backside. The doctor says, how's that? And the bloke says, don't you start.
Excuse me? I don't understand what you mean with the cricket ball.
He's got a cricket ball stuck up his backside, and the doctor says, how's that? And then the guy says, don't you start. Did you get it?
No.
Because he's got a cricket ball stuck up his backside, and then the doctor says, how's that?
Okay. But how can I help you, sir?
I just thought I'd try and brighten up your morning and make you laugh.
Ah, okay.
Was that a laugh?
No.
A little bit?
Not a little bit, no.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, bye.
Interesting. Right, so there was clearly a laugh there, but she wasn't letting you have any of that, was she?
She was denying that she laughed, but she did.
All right, yes, she did.
Do you think I blundered by choosing a cricket joke?
Maybe. Right. Let me show you how it's done.
Okay.
Guten Morgen, das Grand Hyatt Berlin. Darf ich Ihnen behilflich sein?
Hello.
Hello. May I help you?
Yeah, there are two cannibals eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
No, not really.
What?
Sorry, I don't understand. May I help you, sir?
Yeah, there are two cannibals eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
No.
What?
It didn't work that time.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1.